机会吧。你是有人吗？你先念中文吧。开经济。We recite the verse for beginning the sutra. We start from the Chinese and then English.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Dharma.
阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，各位菩萨好。
Good day, everybody.
上个礼拜我们讲了第一次的普贤菩萨的行愿，给了大家一个功课，大家回去礼敬诸佛。不晓得你们功课做了没有
？After last talk, at the end of the talk, I gave every one of the people who show up a homework. The homework is to pay respect to all Buddhas. I'm wondering whether you have done it.
有做请举手，看看。
Raise your hand if you have done it.
Wow, OK. 好，念，好，有人念，好。OK, 好，我要跟大家讲，为什么这个普贤菩萨的行愿是这么的殊胜，这么的殊胜。
First, I want to talk to you about why it is so unbelievably wondrous about the practice andVows of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva.
好，普贤菩萨呢，他大概在都基本上都是佛经介绍他的，没有其他，就是只有在佛经里面介绍他，尤其是在《法华经》跟《华严经》里面。
Now, when we see any trait that introduces this Bodhisattva, you will find it is all in within the sutras.One, either in Avatamsaka Sutra or Lotus Sutra.
好，尤其在华严经的入法界品里面谈到说，他说他并没有介绍这个普贤菩萨出生在什么地方，但是呢，因为普贤菩萨他在无量劫的因地当中呢，他有不同的身份，所以他有不同的名字。
Well, in the Avatamsaka Sutra.The chapter called the Buddha's Flower or Ornament chapter. It introduced this Bodhisattva, but did not really mention where this Buddha was born. That is because in the causal ground, this Bodhisattva has been in numerous, countless kalpas of times.Appeared in different places using different identities and names. So this Bodhisattva has numerous names.
在佛经里面讲说，凡是有佛法的地方，就有普贤菩萨。
In the Buddhist sutras, it says, as long as there is Buddhas, there is this Samantabhadra.Bodhisattva.
这个普贤菩萨这个普字的意思就是普遍的意思，就是普的意思，它是跟佛的法身同在。
Samantabhadra Bodhisattva in Chinese it translates in two words, universal sage. The universal means that he is the same as the Dhammakaya of the Buddha.
凡是有法身，佛的法身在的地方，就有普贤菩萨。只要众生体验、体会到佛的法身的地方，也就有普贤菩萨。
In other words, as long as there is Buddha's Dhammakaya, there is Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. As long as sentient beings, there is sentient beings that experiencing the Dhammakaya in Samantabhadra will be there as well.
那请问你这个地方有没有普贤菩萨在？
当 So let me ask you, is your Samantha Bhadra Bodhisattva in here?
Yes.
当然有，对不对？
Of course, yes.
是，因为我们在谈法的地方，谈到法，我们知道有法身，让大家在修行佛法当中，一定要体验到佛的法身，所以这个地方就有回向菩萨。
Because we're here listening to the Dhamma talk, we also practice in cultivating what we are hearing, practice the Dhamma, and we are also experiencing the Dhammakaya ourselves. Therefore, yes.Samantha Bhadra Bodhisattva is here with us.
而且我谈到普贤菩萨的愿跟行，只要有普贤菩萨的愿，只要有普贤菩萨的行，行普贤菩萨的行的时候，也就有普贤菩萨在的地方。
As long as you are making the Samantha Bhadra Bodhisattva's vows and put the vows into practices, then right there, there is Samantha Bhadra Bodhisattva with you.
所以上次我们谈到说，普贤菩萨其实是十方处处都有的，通通都在。
We mentioned last time, in 10 directions, every places you will find Samantha Bhadra Bodhisattva.
好，另外普贤菩萨还有一个名字叫遍吉，普遍的遍，吉祥的吉。
There is another word, name given to this Bodhisattva. It's called Universal Worthy.
好，意思就是说，它普遍的存在，同时呢，能够普遍的让一切众生都得到利益。
This means that if he exists everywhere, every places, at any time, at the same time, if he benefits all beings.That's why this name was given to him.
所以在任何一个地方呢，都因为普贤菩萨而得让众生得到利益，这个就是普贤菩萨的愿跟行。
So in other words, in any time, any places, Samantha Bhadra Bodhisattva will benefit all beings, and that itself is the vows and practices.哦，三曼三八就不知道。
好，那上个礼拜我们谈到普贤菩萨的行跟愿嘛，哈，愿就是像一个方向，一个目标，那行就是去执行。所以，要是你执行上没有一个目标，那就是盲行。可是，要是只有愿不行，那也是空的愿。
Last time we talk about vows and practices, and vow is like a direction, a guidepost.But if we only make vows and not put that into practice or actions, then it's an empty vow.
比如说像这种，我们就说，哎，我要修行，我要修行。可是你没有一个目标的时候，这个修行会出了问题的。可能修到火坑去了，修到三个道去了。所以这个愿是非常的重要的。
But if you just only practice without making vows, it's like you practice andWith no directions for you to achieve. So it's like being blindly practiced. So it is also important to make vows. And vows will give you a direction and give you a purpose for your practice.
所以这个行跟愿要合起来，一起配合执行。
So in other words, practice and vows have to be simultaneously work together.
好，那现在我们再回到上次讲到的普贤菩萨的行愿，我们讲第一个赞叫做礼敬诸佛赞。
Now let's start talk about the particular vows now. The praise and practice and vows of Samantha Bhadra Bodhisattva. The first one is to worship and respect all Buddhas.
我想上次我们念过了，那这次我们开始来讲第一个偈哈。行，这个礼敬诸佛总共有三组偈颂嘛，哈。那我们想讲第一个，就是所有十方世界中三世，一切的三世人师子，我今礼彼敬无语，皆以清净身口意。我们讲这一段哦。
Now this stanza has three verses. Now, the first verse is before the lions among men. Throughout the world, the 10 directions, in the past, in the present, and also in the future, with body, mouth, and mind entirely pure, I bow before them all, commanding none.
好，那上次我谈过就是说十方，好，十方的意思就是说东西南北四围，然后还有东南东北西南西北，还有上下十方，这是指空间的无限。
We talk about the 10 directions. 10 directions include up, down, and west, east, south, north, and east, south, west, north, west, south, west, north, and east,north, and this is 10 directions, meaning is everywhere.
好，那其实这个地方这个讲十方，其实也包括了三世，就是过去世、现在世跟未来世，就是十方三世的意思。
When we talk about 10 directions, it actually also includes time, three periods of time, in past, present, and future.
好，那像我们讲十方世界中一切的世界当中呢，一切三世人狮子，我们来谈到这个人狮子这个名词。
Now we talk about the in all three time periods among the three of the lions among men. I'd like to introduce this term lions among men.
我想大家对狮子这个名字一定很熟哈，狮子是百兽之王嘛哈，这个狮子只要一吼，所有动物都要听它的，都害怕。那我们来用来形容谁？人狮子就形容佛，形容佛的什么？形容佛的说法的时候，让众生都能够是得到利益。
We know among animals, lion is the most fierce of all, and because when the lion roars and every animal will be very frightened. Use lion as a symbol to describe Buddha among men. Why do we use lion to symbolize Buddha? It is because when Buddha opened his mouth expounding the Dharma, then all beings will be benefited by it.
好，因为我在说法的时候呢，一说法它能够降服一切的天魔外道，一切的邪说邪见，所以佛说法我们常称为狮子吼。
Also, when the Buddha is founding the Dharma, it will tame all these heavenly demons and other paths, and also will clear all these erroneous views and speeches. Therefore, we call Buddha Lions among men.
另外用狮子的形容佛菩萨有大威德、大威力。
Also, when we use lion to describe Buddha, that is because Buddha has this great virtuous and powers.
我们常常讲说，哦，我是人为言轻哦，我说话人家都不听。要是啊，我们是一个菩萨行者，我们知道说，这就是我们要修学的地方。我们要学佛菩萨，有大威德。所以从这个地方中，我们就知道说，为什么要礼敬诸佛。
So compared to the Buddha, we feel like we're really weak. We don't have this kind of power to influence others or help others. That's the reason why we need to cultivate. We need to practice.Like Buddha, be able to really, with our words and actions, to change others, to bring benefits to others. Therefore, we need to really cultivate the practices and vows of Samatthavada Bodhisattva.
好，礼敬诸佛有两个目的，第一个目的叫见贤思齐，第二个目的叫感恩福报。
Also, to worship and respect all Buddhas, there are two purposes.First is to really look after all these sage and saints, what they do, and we follow their actions and follow what they've given us, what we should do. And the other is to pay gratitude to all these great sage and sainthood and Buddhas
because, well, we have perceived the benefits from what they giving us.
我想问大家哈，就是你们自己学佛之后，有没有发现自己改变？别人对自己的态度也改变，有吗？有很多人点头，对，是。
I want to ask you a question. Since you start practicing Buddhism, have you noticed that you yourself have changed? At the same time, also you have noticed that other people have changed the way other people treated you, haven't you?
Yes.
好，就我们这样说，不学佛法，我们从学佛当中学到佛的大威德，学到佛的智慧，学到佛的慈悲。
So we.Personally could also experience the benefits from practicing Buddha Dhamma, that is, we are able to understand wisdom and compassion for the Buddha.
好，所以第三句讲说，因为佛的大威德，所以我今离彼敬而远离。
Now we mentioned earlier about this great merits and virtues of the Buddha.Therefore, we respect all of them.
好，那要礼礼什么佛呢？过去已经成佛的佛，那现在的佛跟未来的佛，是不是都应该要礼敬啊？
Now, when we talk about worship and respect all Buddhas, what are these Buddhas? Now, is it past? And we respect the past Buddhas in the past.Should we respect Buddhas in the present?
Even the
future. And the future? Yes.
Okay. 好。那我们要有什么东西，要用什么东西来礼敬？我们要怎么来礼敬？
What do we use and how to respect?
你们一般都有什么东西礼敬啊？
恭敬
用什么？用心，对，好。除了心之外，当然用身跟口啦。所以我们用身口意三业一起来礼敬诸佛。
We use body, speech, and mind.
所以这一期从这讲说，所有十方三，所有十方世界中三世一切人师子，我今离彼敬无余，皆以清净身口意。就是我们用身口意来礼敬十方三世的一切诸佛。
So the verses mentioned here that I just read earlier. It actually, we use the pure body, speech, and mind to respect and worship all Buddhas.
好，那第二个偈颂就是身如刹土为尘数，一切如来我心里，皆以心印对诸佛，以此普贤其愿力。那现在讲这个偈颂。
Now the second verse is, with the awesome spiritual power of Samantabhadra spouse, I appear at the same time before every third come one, and in transformed bodies as numerous as motes of dust in all lands, bowing to Buddhas as numerous as motes of dust in all lands.
好，第一句讲说，身如刹土为尘数。我们要讲说，这个身如为土刹尘数，到底是指谁？指我呢，还是指佛呢？
Now, this verse mentioned that the body as the numerous transformed, meaning the transformed bodies as numerous as most of dust in all lands.
是指我还是指佛？
Here, does it point to, is it to us, describe us, or describe Buddha?
你们认为呢？
一切如来王
上师，有如来，有我，对不对？其实两个都有，两个都有。
Actually both，
因为我们无量劫，无量劫，我们都是轮回转世嘛，所以我们已经有无量生，无量生，甚至到进未来去成佛的时候，还有很多生嘛，一劫一劫。所以从过去到现在到未来，进无量劫，我们都要去。身如刹土为尘数，这个为尘数是无量无量的多。其实我们知道要成佛。要修三起百劫嘞，三大生起劫是无数无量的大，所以我们差围城差那么多的身体的时候，我们都要去礼佛，敬礼敬诸佛。
Actually, every one of us has been reborn again and again. Therefore, we have numerous countless bodies. And with this numerous and countless bodies, we respect and worship all Buddhas.
我们特别谈到三勤百戒，那个数字很大。
Yeah, also, the time is called three asankhaya. It's a very, very long period of time. This is the time we use all these numerous time and numerous bodies to worship and respect all Buddhas.
那另外前面的那个偈颂不是有十方三世的一切诸佛吗？所以诸佛也是无量无数的，对吗？
是的。So in the first verse, we talk about 10 different directions in numerous worlds. There's all Buddhas in there. Therefore, we respect all those numerous Buddhas.
So 这句话的意思应该讲说，为尘数的我呢，距礼敬无余的佛。
This stanza actually is saying that there are numerous, countless numbers of me, respect and worship, numerous countless everywhere that the Buddha standing everywhere.
当然他这个我其实是当初基本上发的愿哦，只要是你用在自己身上就是我们的我了。
Here I means actually Samantabhadra Bodhisattva in the course of Grand, he had made all these great vows to worship and respect Buddha. But here, I can also use it to be us, I respect all Buddhas.
我想问大家，你敢不敢发这么大的愿呢？还是你从今天开始就要发这么大的愿呢？
I want to ask, are you dare to make these great vows? Can you do that today, right now?
可不可以？应该要可以哦，应该要礼敬诸佛哈、哦。好，我们这样子讲，怎么礼法？怎么礼法？他就说，一切如来我悉礼，怎么礼？用什么方法礼
？Now let's talk about how to pay respect, how to worship.
比如说，我们用合掌啊、低头啊、问讯啊、礼拜啊，甚至于在佛前走的欠身啊，这些都是礼。
For example, join your palms.Lower your hand, a bow, prostration, and you know,
欠身，对，从佛前走合掌。
So and join your palms, in front of the Buddha. These are all ways to worship and respect.
让大家知道嘛，所以方法很多，不见得是你一定要去礼拜，其实你一个恭敬心合掌，就是那也就是你真的礼。
So you can hear that, you can see there are many ways to show your respect to the Buddha. So as long as you are sincere, with a sincere mind, you could do just join your palms can be a way to show your respect.
那现在我们礼的，包括你看到这些佛、这些雕像啊，看到佛像，我们礼的都是已经成佛的佛，对吗？是吗？
Right now, when we prostrate or show respect to the Buddha, these Buddha statues, they all Buddhas already are in the past.
那还没有成佛的佛，你礼不礼啊？
Now, for those Buddhas, the future Buddhas, that are you going to respect them, show respect to them?
我才不礼呢。
Some people say, nah, I won't.
OK， 然后是说好，应该要礼好。为什么？因为我们都是未来佛，不是吗？我们都会成佛，不是吗？是不是？你认为自己会成佛吗？哇，这么小声哦！我们学佛，你会不会成佛啊？一定会成佛，对不对？所以我们都是未来佛，不是吗？是的。
Actually, yes, we need to pay respect to the future Buddha. All of us, our people, will be.Will become a Buddha in the future. So we are the future Buddhas. Therefore, we need to show respect to each other.
我问你，你会礼拜人母亲啊？
Are you? How about you to your parents? Will you pay respect to your parents?
你的同修呢？
What about your partners? Spouse?
生气的时候都不理了，是吧？
When you're angry, you're probably not gonna.Show respect about your spouse.
那假如说我们家里不听话的，比如说媳妇啊、小菩萨啊，那生气的时候你理不理他？
How about your children or your in-laws? When you are angry, will you bow to them or pay respect to them?
No. OK, 那更说了，好了，那家里那些蟑螂、老鼠、蚂蚁呢？你会不会理他？
What about those cockroaches and all those filthy insects, you know, in your home? You're gonna pay respect to them or bow to them?
会吗？
不会。
不会，那我们有分别心。他们都是未来果，不是吗？
是。
你们说，是，他是动物，我不是畜生呢，我是人呢。
Isn't that true that they all worship Buddhas?But then you say, no, Pastor, they are animals, they are insects, they are not human beings.
我要问大家，我们过去生可不可能是动物？
Okay. Let me ask you, is it possible in our past lives, that we might be an insect or animal?
Yes.
是吗？你们非常秀的嘛，有人摇头，有人摇头。或许我们可以讲这个故事，就是我想都上文课听过我讲的，我们来讲说那个去画一桶水的故事。
So yeah we might very well be an insect or an animal. So let me illustrate this with a story.
Okay, 好，就是在2500-600年前的时候，就世尊经常会说法，世尊会说法，那弟子就围在世尊旁边，世尊说法。
In the time of the Buddha, about 25 or 2600 years ago, the Buddha was, there are disciples around him to listen to his Dhamma talk.
那有一天呢，是不是在说法的时候呢，他就看到那个舍利弗，阿难，看到阿难，他说：“阿难，阿难，你站起来哦。”他说：“在那个五里外。”五里外那个地方呢，有一个老菩萨在井边洗衣服哦。你去拿一个桶子去跟他画一桶水回来。
The Buddha told Ananda. One day, the Buddha told Ananda that they're 5 miles away from here. There is an old lady who's washing her laundry. You go there and use a bucket and carry some water to here.
井边，
next to a well. In a well, yeah.
就安娜想，这个 mission 太简单了哈，拿了一个桶子去画一桶水回来，很简单。可是就又加了一句话，他说你要去要这个水的时候，态度又非常的客气。
他去向那个老婆要工作。Ananda, he asked Ananda to go to this about 5 miles away from where they were to.Ask for a bucket of water from this older lady. And Ananda heard about that, saying, oh, that should be very easy. So, but then the Buddha added one condition, saying that, you need to be really respectful, have the respectful mind manner when you get the water from her.
结果阿难来到那个老菩萨，他就看，果真在五里外，真的有个老菩萨在井边洗衣服。就阿难看到老菩萨，就跟他讲，我想说，我想跟你要一桶水。结果老菩萨看到这个阿难，就无由的生气。
So Ananda went to the place. He indeed saw an old lady washing her clothes next to a well. So he asked the lady, "Would you mind giving me a bucket of water?" Upon seeing Ananda, the old lady was very, very angry.
阿难再怎么客气的要不到那一桶水，老菩萨跟他讲说，他说这个井的水呢，我只是供应我们这个村庄的人用的，你是外地来的人，我不给你这个水。阿难怎么要都要不到那一桶水。
Regardless how respectful, how gracious Ananda tried to show her, she wouldn't give him any water.She said to Ananda that this water is actually for people who live in this
area. You the outsider, so I will not give you any water.
所以阿曼怎么样找不到那种水之后，他只好提着空桶子就回来了。
So because he couldn't get any water, regardless how much he tried, so he ended up went back without any water.
好，他就跟师兄回报说，我要不到这种水。师兄就教说，那你坐下吧。
He told the Buddha, I couldn't get any water. So the Buddha said, okay, sit down.
好，那这个时候呢，师尊又请他的另外弟子，叫做舍利弗。舍利弗跟阿难他们都是十大弟子，都是阿罗汉。
Then the Buddha asked Sariputra to try.
他们都是阿罗汉。
They all, Ananda and Sariputra, they all these 10 great arhats of, disciple, arhats of Buddha's the disciple. So Sariputra was sent to try this mission.
对，同样的，这世尊就跟他讲说，你就去五里外跟着老和尚呢，要那一桶水回来。结果这个舍利弗就提。同样的世尊也加了一句话，你去的时候很客气哦，哇，就舍利弗就拿着这个桶子就去了。这个老和尚呢，看到这个舍利弗就无忧的欢喜，说没有问题，没有问题，就帮他打了一桶水，满满的一桶水给他。那个打水叫那个井，哦，你们可能知道，那个井是很深的哈。老和尚就帮他打那桶水上来，老和尚其实年纪比他更大。打了一桶水之后呢，他就跟他讲说，你等一下，他回家去拿了一包供养品来供养他吃。所以这个舍利弗回来的时候，就一桶水满满的，还有一包供养品回来了。
When Sariputra showed up, the old lady was overjoyed to see, and she's really happy. She said, "Oh, yes, of course." So she filled up the bucket with all the water, and then she told Sariputra, "Wait here," and she went into her place and came out with a bundle of things to offer the Buddha. So Sariputra not only got a full bucket of water plus these offerings from her.
所以我想你们会有问题，对不对？我刚刚讲了，他们都是十大弟子，也是阿罗汉嘛，都要都是上桶修行上差不多。可是为什么这两个同样一个这么简单的一项工作，为什么会截然不同呢？
Now, both Ananda and Sariputra are one of the great 10 arhats of the Buddha, during Buddha time. How come they have different outcomes when they try the same mission to get the water?
我想当时的弟子跟大家现在心里完全一样，诶，为什么会这样呢？他们就请问师尊说，为什么会是这个样子的？师尊就讲说，你可知道啊，在很多很多劫以前，当时的时候呢，这个阿难、舍利弗还有这个老和尚同时在一世出现。
So disciples of the Buddha were very curious, same thing like you guys, very curious why there are so different outcomes. And the Buddha told his disciples that yes, many asankhaya before.Ananda, Sariputra, and these old ladies are all appeared at that time.
那时的时候，这个老和尚呢是一只老鼠，他死在路边，死在路边。那太阳很大，太阳晒着老鼠的时候，发出那个尸臭味。那个时候呢，这个阿难是一个商人，他押了一批货物从那边经过之后，看到这个死老鼠的时候，我想大家都会这样做，鼻子沿着鼻子就走过去了。
So during that time, this old lady was a rat. She actually died, and her body was laid on the street, on the road. And her body was really decayed, under this big sun. So it was really smelly. So Ananda at the time was a merchant. So when he passed by this rat, the order was really very bad, so he just pulled his nose and passed away. Passed by, yeah.
我想你们会这样做对吗？会不会？
会。
你们会不会这样子？
会。
Would you do that?
Yes.
Right?
Right.
一般都是这样。他就走过了。可是这利弗呢，那时候他是一个书生，他要去赶考的书生。他看到死在路边的这个曝晒的这个老鼠的时候，他起了一个慈悲心，他就挖了一个洞，把这个老鼠埋起来之后，合掌说了一声阿弥陀佛。就这样的因缘，让这么多劫之后的一桶水化的结果是竟然这么样的不一样。
And Sariputra at the time was a student on his way to take the exam. He also saw this rat. And when he saw it, he had this compassionate mind arise. So he dig a hole and put the dead rat in the hole and buried it, and also said Amitabha, joined his palms and said a prayer, the word Amitabha Buddha.
就这样一个动作。
Just like that.
所以你看这个结果完全不一样。所以我要这个故事呢告诉我们什么，比如说大家在这一生的时候，你常见到有些人怎么样都跟你无有上搭不上关系，那个关系不好，我们要问问是不是我们高级生跟他没有结了一个好缘呢。
So this story illustrates a point that sometimes every one of us will have this kind of situation that to certain people, regardless, we just don't have a very good relationship with them. Maybe we should think, in our previous life, we had, established certain kind of bad karma with this person.
另外一个问题是，那一次是只老鼠老，这一次转世竟然是个老和尚。你要知道说，我们的每一次转世都不见得是人道哦。
So this story also tells us that, for that old lady, she was a rat in her previous life. That says that we are not really guaranteed every life after life we will be human.
所以我刚刚再回到刚刚问你的时候，你们家的蟑螂、老鼠、蚂蚁，它未来也会成人，也会成佛，对吗？是不是？是的。所以我就想说，你有这个心的话，以后你对待家里这些畜生类的时候，应该更有点慈悲心。你可能，我想可能没有办法去礼敬他，但是至少他不要伤害他，至少在清扫的时候不要用一个嗔恨心，不要起一个嗔恨心去处理，这个是比较重要的。
So going back to what we said earlier, are you going to pay respect or to all these insects and animals at home? Now.We maybe, we can't just bow to them, but we at least will have a compassion to them. When we for the purpose of cleaning your house, we sometimes have to, do something to them, but at least you will not do it with a hatred mind.
这个真的很重要哈，所以我们刚刚讲说，你敬诸佛，我们都会有分别心，看到有成佛的，可是我们忽略其实周边的都是佛，包括你身边的一切的人，包括你的同事、你的老板，跟你处不好的一切人，其实他们都是未来佛。
So when we practice this to worship and respect all Buddhas, not only respect Buddha in the past, but also we respect Buddha in the present time and the future. So we have to use a non-differentiated mind to show our respect. So you need to respect your colleagues or the person that you really have a not very good relationship or your spouses, all kinds of beings. You all should, with an equal mind, respect all.
好，第三句讲说，皆以心意对诸佛，就是说我们要诚心诚意的 去对待一切诸佛菩萨。所以这样我们就可以回来修正，我们常问自己，我们在动什么念头，我们怎么去对待别人的时候，你是不是用一种诚心的 方式去对待。
So it talks about use your mind
to 以心意对诸佛。
Would be awesome, or wait. So in other words, here this, it says, use your mind, your sincere mind, towards all Buddhas.
好，在国际里面，在《法华经》里面还有一个故事，叫常不清菩萨。听过这个名字吗？常不清菩萨，我想有人听过。
In the Lotus Sutra, there is a Bodhisattva called Bodhisattva Never Disparaging.
Have you heard of this Bodhisattva?
Yes. 像有人的宋慈华心可能知道，就是在观音王菩萨、观音王佛的在的时候，那个时候呢，因为是相法时期，就是末法已经从末法时期的时候，那时候呢，很多很多真藏慢的比丘就非常的真藏慢，就是很多人。那个时候呢，就有一个菩萨比丘叫做常不清。这个常不清菩萨呢，看到所有的人都过去给人家礼拜，说我不敢轻于汝等，汝等皆当作佛。
In this chapter talking about this particular Bodhisattva named Bodhisattva Never Disparaging, this Bodhisattva appeared at the stage so called Dharma ending age time period. At that time, many practitioners. Were very arrogant, and this Bodhisattva, however, showed respect to all, never disparaging anyone.
说汝等皆当作佛，可是很多真藏慢比丘说，你为什么给我受戒啊？我根本不相信你，所以他们用石头啊、木头去打他。就他，但是他没有问，他只是打他，他还是看到人家都还是去礼拜人家。汝等皆当作佛，不会礼敬你。
Wherever he goes and he meets anybody, he will tell this person, oh, you will be a Buddha, therefore I will respect you now. And people will get very angry. He said, who are you telling me that, you know, I will be a Buddha? So they will really throw stones, will hurt him. But regardless the reaction from other people, he will equally show respect to anybody.
其实这个常不清菩萨就是世尊的因地的前身。
Actually, this particular Buddhist, Bodhisattva, was one of the transformation of our Buddha, Shakyamuni.
是啊，所以你看，世尊他成佛之际也有一丝是这样，要真的要获得礼敬度。这个就是，其实这个就是普贤菩萨的喜悦。所以下面就讲说。以此普贤祈愿力，就是以普贤菩萨的祈愿力呢，使得我，这个我是讲普贤菩萨，使得我经常这样子做。我看到一切众生，我会好好去礼拜十方三世的一切诸佛。
So this shows that using the practices and vows of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, we respect and worship all Buddhas, including past, present, and future.
所以这个我是指普贤菩萨，同样也回到是我们的我，希望我们也这样子做。
In this stanza, it says, "I bow before them all." This "I" not only means Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, this "I" also means us.
好，那接着我讲第三个偈颂，叫“于尘端如尘佛，诸佛佛子坐其中，如是法界尽于我信诸佛。”我信诸佛悉充满。
The last verse, in every mode of dust are Buddhas as universe as modes of dust. Each dwelling emits a host of Bodhisattvas. Through all modes of dust, in endless Dharma realms, it is the same. I deeply believe they all are filled with Buddhas.
你看好，以一尘端尘数佛，在一个微尘，就是一个灰尘的顶端的尖端上面。有无数的佛，你有办法想象这是怎么样一个状态？
Can you imagine this phrase described in every mode of dust, a Buddha's as numerous as modes of dust? In every point of the modes of the dust, that at that point, it has numerous Buddhas.
Can you imagine that? Okay, 其实这个就是华严经，就是重重无尽，它是非常特殊的状况，重重无尽。
This is a state described in the Avatamsaka Sutra. It's the layers and layers of infinity.
它是以大色小，以小色大，重重无尽。
It's in the great encompass small, and from small encompass greatness.
这个当然没有办法用显微镜去看它，但是师父告诉我们说，这个只能用信心去相信它，用你的信心相信。佛菩萨告诉我们形容的是佛菩萨看到的境界，不是我们这个凡夫这个肉眼，这个肉眼还不是佛眼，也不是慧眼哦，这个肉眼是看不到的。
So this kind of state described in the Avatamsaka Sutra, we can't really find by using microscope to find it. But Sifu told us we have to just believe it in our faith. Believe what's described in the Sutra.
因为我们只是只有肉眼，没有慧眼，也没有佛眼，也没有法眼。
Because what we used to see is this.Our organ, the eye, we don't have the eye of wisdom, we don't have the eye of Dhamma, Dhammakaya, so we really can't see very far.
但是因为讲华严经里面讲都是刹土微尘数，这么样无量无量，所以这个是华严经的境界。
So what we just said, the state that described is the state in the Avatamsaka Sutra.
所以刚刚提到说，每一个微尘的尖端上有无数无数的佛，而每一尊佛旁边又围绕着无数无数的弟子，佛弟子。
So as we just mentioned, the point of all the mode of dust, it has numerous and numerous worlds, and within these worlds, there's numerous Buddha worlds.And in each world has a Buddha, and surrounded the Buddha has numerous and numerous Bodhisattvas and disciples. And they're all sitting there, listen to the Buddha expounding the Dharma and practice the Dharma.
那请问这样到底有多少？这样多少？
Can you imagine? And do you know how many? Can you count?
没办法想，没办法想象，对不对？那你给我问一下，今天这个地方有多少佛，多少佛菩萨在这里？
无数佛，
无数
无数。
It is countless, right? Now let me ask you today, right now, how many Buddhas are here now? Do you know?
你们看得到吗？你们看到了吗
？Can you see? Are you able to see?
但它实际上是有的。
Countless.
他说无数。
Countless. Yes. 是的，是的。所以你看，尤其是他这样说，尤其是我们这边在讲不是菩萨的行愿的时候，只有无数无数的佛，十方三世一切的佛都在这个地方。所以你要知道，普贤菩萨的行愿是这么的殊胜。
Actually, countless numerous Buddhas are here sitting with us, listening to the talk. This is the state that describes.In the practice involves of samatha vajra bodhisattva.
So, you can say, 讲说如是法界尽无余，我信诸佛悉充满。这个法界呢，我们知道法界有十法界，四凡，四圣六凡。
So, we talk about Dharma realm here. Dharma realm has the, Ten Dharma realms. The ten Dharma realms can be divided into two kinds. One is the phenomenal Dharma realm, and the other is principal Dharma realm.
所以我们知道，比如四圣就是佛、菩萨、圆觉、声闻嘛，哈。
那六法就是天人、阿修罗、畜生、恶鬼、地狱。这十法界，每一个法界有多少众生？也是无数无数，对吗？是的，是。所以你看，如是法界尽无余，这十方法界无数无数的众生的时候，我信，在每一个地方的时候，诸佛悉通啊。
So, what are the ten Dharma realms? Ten Dharma realms include the four sagehood, which are Buddha, Bodhisattva, Pratitya Buddha, and Sravaka, or hearer, and the six ordinaries, which is heavenly beings, human, asura, animals, hungry ghosts, and hell. These are together made 10 Dharma realms.
So you can see the question, can you imagine how many beings within these 10 Dharma realms? They're countless, right? So within this countless, the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva will pay respect to each one of the beings within the 10 Dharma realms.
这个普贤菩萨讲说，我相信在每一个法界里面的都充满了佛，所有一切法界生的众生，因为未来都是佛，所以处处都是佛。
Samantabhadra Bodhisattva said, I believe in every realm, all these 10 Dharma realms, there are numerous and numerous Buddhas, present, past, and the future. So therefore, I respect all.
世尊哈，世尊当初在菩提盖亚的菩提树下成道的时候呢，他说了一句话，他说：“奇哉奇哉啊，大地众生，皆有如来智慧德相。”
When Shakyamuni Buddha attained Buddhahood, right then he said, "How wonderful, how wonderful! Of all beings, all of them obtain the virtuous form of the.”Tathagata.
对，他刚刚讲观世佛，对，非常的微妙，好微妙，好微妙。他说，我以前都没有发现有这么多的佛，可是我一旦开悟之后，发现哇，一切众生都是佛。所以你要知道，只有佛才可以看到一切众生都是佛。哎，我们的眼睛看到都是一切众生。
So he said, "How wonderful, how wonderful." That is because before he attained Buddhahood, he couldn't see what he was able to see. That is that.Every beings are Buddhas, would be in the past, present, or future. So that is so wonderful. And that is why we know that only Buddha will be able to see all beings as Buddha.
佛眼可以看到众生都是佛，对不对？那众生看到了佛，还是都是众生啊？那不更说，人看狗，狗看人呢？
So Buddha sees everybody as Buddha, and sentient beings sees everybody as sentient beings. What about dogs?
现在很多人养狗，对不对？他把狗当成像儿子一样，你看到他的眼中是。
I have a real problem. I have mice in my apartment. They're corrupting. What am I supposed to do?
要清扫，清扫啊！他刚问他的讲都是那个蟑螂，对不对
？That's right.
Yeah.
他说他有个问题，因为他家很多蟑螂，应该怎么办？老师说那就清理了。
对，当然是第一个是你要保持你的卫生啊，哦，那个一定是有一个因才会招感火爆，对吗？你这是有因才招感火爆嘛？它的因地是什么？就是要处理那个因地，是不是因地？是不是？我现在不知道，就是它的因地是什么原因招感这个蟑螂来了？所以这个要把因地处理了之后，我们再看果嘛，那就才能够处理掉。
So.Everything is following the cause and effect rule, right? We don't know what caused all these cockroaches in your apartment, but we have to do something, which is keep your apartment clean, right? So therefore, when you keep your apartment clean, that's what you have done something, then you will get the effect from that.
Okay.OK， 好，我要问的是，请问你们眼中看到是佛还是众生
？Question is, from your eyes, do you see Buddhas or sentient beings?
回答我，回答我。
先宣布。
不打哦，不错不错，好，我们要练习哦，练习眼中看到的都是菩萨，至少叫菩萨啊，哈，因为菩萨是因地要成佛的，对吧？是因地嘛，所以他叫修学佛法，至少看他是菩萨，不要把它看成那个很多问题的众生哦。因地是菩萨，我们在修学佛法，至少要看成菩萨，最好能够看成是佛。
So, a Buddha, a future Buddha in the causal ground is Bodhisattva.So at least if you cannot see everybody as Buddha, at least you see them as a Bodhisattva.
它是因地，它是成佛的因地。
Because Bodhisattva is the causal ground for Buddha.
OK, 好，这样都听懂了吗？所以我们再回来看这个偈颂，我们讲完了，就是说一切的十方三世一切的佛，我用清净的身口意来顶礼。他说。那我有多少呢？我有上微尘数那么多，我也顶礼这么多的佛菩萨，我用清净而且尊敬的心来顶礼他，因为有普贤菩萨的发的愿，然后我而且这些数多少呢？就是说在尘端的尘数佛，这么多的佛，这么多的佛弟子，什么都有法界，一切的法，一切佛，我相信到处都有佛，我用这样的清净来顶礼一切的佛。这就是礼敬诸佛的真正的意思，是这样子，顶礼一切一切的佛，一切的我，维生素的我，顶礼一切的佛。
So this summary to worship and respect all Buddha, to summarize it is that there are numerous and numerous Buddhas, be it past, present or future. There are also numerous and numerous of I in every mode of dust.I respect, I use these many, many, many of I, respect countless and numerous of Buddhas in all time, in three time periods.
好，这个偈颂可以吗？可以，好。那这样怎么讲？第二偈颂叫称赞如来颂，它有其实就是于彼无尽功德海，与诸音声功德海，阐扬如来功德时，我常赞叹诸圣事。
Now we talk about the second stanza, to praise the Tathagata. With oceans of sound at everywhere let fall, words and phrases wonderful and endless, which now and through all the eons of the future, praise the wide deep sea of the Buddha's merits and virtues.
所以谈到说诸佛有功德，诸佛功德很大，无限无限的大。这个大呢，它用海来形容，哎，这个海可不是太平洋、大西洋，它这个海，无尽的海，对，无尽的、无尽的功德海，无尽无尽的功德海，这个无尽的没有办法用我们的人，用我们现在人可以用的名词来形容，它就是无尽，意思是非常无量无尽的。我们要赞叹佛的功德。
Now here we are praising the Tathagata. What are we praising? It's endless virtue.And merit. And it's how endless. It's like the ocean. But this ocean is like boundless, endless. It can't be like the Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean. That is too small. This ocean that used to describe the virtue and merits of the Buddha is just boundless, endless.
好，你看，佛的功德这么大，那我们要怎么来赞叹？用音声来赞叹。
Now, since it's so boundless and so wide, what do we use to praise it?
好，我们可以用声音来赞叹，音声来赞叹。
We use our voice.
可能这个 voice 这个字还没有办法。
Sound.
哎，
也对。We use the sound to praise.
对。我稍微看了一下，就是我们这个人可以发出来这个声音的这个波长啊，大概从几十到，比如说七八十到几百的 Hertz， 就是每秒钟震动这么多次。那粽子，比如说你八十到八百，这个 range 看起来很大，其实很小。它可以称赞的这个音频的，其实还是很窄的，不是很窄的。
So the vibration of the sound, when you measure it, is like between 80 to 800 hertz. So it's still the range is still very tiny.
像我们用喉咙发出来的这个东西叫做音，喉咙发出来叫音。那声呢？声是可以用其他物品产生出来叫声。比如说麦克风发出来的声音，比如说我法器、引磬啊、木鱼啊、钟鼓啊，发出来的那个叫声。还有像风声，有吗？雨声，有吗？哦，对，还有海潮声。甚至掌声就是声，所以音跟声是不一样的。音是人发喉咙发出来的叫音，那一切外在中产生的叫声。那这个声呢，它调整之后还可以变成音的。
So there's a difference between voice and sound. Voice is used to describe the sound that human produce through their throat here. Vocal area.Produce this sound for voice. Now, the other sound that produced by a non-human, like for example, use other instruments, for example, microphone or instrument that we chant, and also the sound of wind or sound of the ocean or clapping sound. They all sound. They're not.
Called voice. 好，那这样有多少音声呢？在那个《奥米陀经》里面讲说，他说，比佛不度，微风吹动，珠宝行数及宝罗网，初为妙音，譬如百千种乐同时俱作，无自音者，自然念佛、念法、念声。你们记得这一段吗？
有。How many sounds? Let's.Recite one section of the Amitabha Sutra. It says here, in this Buddha land, there is a slight breeze that stirs the rows of jewel trees and jewel nets, so that they emit subtle, wondrous sounds, like hundreds and thousands of melodies playing all at once. All those who hear these sounds spontaneouslydevelop the intention to be mindful of the Buddha, mindful of the Dharma, and mindful of the Sangha.
这表示形容说，在西方极乐世界，一切动物啊、植物啊，一切的依报庄严，它所发出来一切声音呢，都是在念佛、念法、念僧。
This passage describes in the Western Pure Land.All the animals, plants, they all could make these make sounds to praise the Buddha, or to adorn the land.
所以用这样种种的这样的音声做什么事？叫赞阐扬如来的功德。
Now, what are these sounds for? These sounds that describe the Amitabha Buddha Sutra is to praise the Tathagata. Praise the Tathagata's virtue and merit. Okay.
什么叫阐扬？阐扬就是由小变大，由近变远。然后用语言音声来发扬光大这个佛的功德，这是直接的方式。那间接的方式呢，我们可以透过文字啊，透过符号啊，对，这些都是。所以讲经说法是不是也是阐扬佛的功德啊？
是。 What do you mean to praise? We to praise the Tathagata. What do we use it? We use our sound to praise the Tathagata, or we use our words expounding the Dharma.That's also another way to praise the Tathagata. So we use different ways to show our respect and to praise the Tathagata.
请问你们今天是不是已经听到如来的功德了？
是。
有吗？
有。
Have you today heard the merits and virtues of the Tathagata?
Yes.
所以你们刚刚用什么东西赞叹佛？
So what did you use?To praise the Tathagata.
用什么？
不是口音。
用音，对吗？只要是你们咕咕掌呢，就是声的。
You use your voice, to praise. Now, if you use your hand clapping, then that is the sound to praise.
这样子，好 ，OK， 好。下面是我常赞叹诸善事。我们来讲一下这个善事这个字。善事是佛的十个名号之一嘛？听过这个善事嘛？对不对
？I often praise and respect the merits and virtue, Buddha's merits and virtue.
善事是
无有。Sanggata, Sanggata,
welcome. 好，怎么叫善事？这个名字要特别去知道，为什么会是佛的名号之一哈？善事的意思是说，他没有执着。他对什么事情都没有执着，所以善事的意思是近乎于涅槃，近乎于涅槃的意思。你不要认为说涅槃是往生哦，不是的，对吗？涅槃是当下没有烦恼清净的，这个叫善事，就是涅槃的意思。
So this phrase, well gone, is one of the name given to, one of the name for the Buddha.Because Buddha has no attachments, he has none. There's no attachment for Buddha. So therefore, it was called Will Gone, G-O-N-E, Will Gone. It's like it's close to Nirvana.
比如说，他有无量功德，可是他从来不称赞自己的功德。他度了无量众生，从来不说他有度众生，甚至说没有众生可度，是吗？对。所以这样的话表示他心中都没有挂碍，这个意思叫做善事。
So another way to explain this term, well gone, is Buddha has numerous merits and virtues, but to Buddha, he doesn't think he has any virtues and Buddha, merits. He also delivered all numerous sentient beings, and yet he said he has delivered none. That is becauseThere's nothing hanging in the mind, in his mind. Therefore, he's also called well gone.
好，所以我们来看这个偈颂，就是说，在无尽这个佛菩萨的功德是无尽的时候，我用各种的音声来阐扬如来的功德，而且我赞叹诸世尊。这个音声呢，除了你用说出来之后，我们用身口意都可以发出声音，对吗？身口意一起来。
So here, because the Tathagata has numerous countless virtue and merits, therefore I use my voice and the sound of to praise the Tathagata using my body, speech, and mind. The sound that created through my body, speech, and mind to praise.的大和尚，
好，所以大家回来看第一个偈颂跟第二个偈颂，礼敬诸佛跟称赞你们，你可以看到普贤菩萨的那个心量，普贤菩萨的心量之大，大到跟华严经是相同的。他发说，佛菩萨有无量无数的时候，我也用无量无数的，不管是身口意，都是礼敬十方三世无量无数的诸佛，而且赞叹诸佛。
So when we see the first and the second stanza. First one to worship and respect all Buddhas, and second to praise the Tathagata. In its content, it describes how the mind ground, how vast the mind ground of the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. It says that in every mode, in every part, every world, he will be there to show respect and to praise the Tathagata.
所以我常常跟菩萨们谈，就说你不要用红尘中的眼睛、红尘中的视野、红尘中的世界来看待一切众生，你可以用红尘中的视野跟心量去看待佛菩萨的境界，去学习佛菩萨的境界，那才是我们成佛的路啊。
So I often encourage people not to use your eye to see the Saha world, to see the sentient beings.This way, you need to use your eyes to see, like the Buddhas,
the way the Buddha sees the world and the way Buddha sees sentient beings.
要用我们现在的心量去学习活菩萨的心量，学习活菩萨的境界，把自己的心胸打开，心胸视野放大，那个就是我们成佛的路。未来我们也是一尊佛。
So we have to use what we have now, what we can contain in our mind, to learn from the Buddha, open our mind to really perceive more and to learn the state of the Buddha.
所以你看到这个普贤菩萨画这样的愿的时候，他的因地就画这样的愿，然后我们自己是不是也能够画这样的愿？所以我们在看普贤菩萨行愿的时候，你会发现自己要学习，学习发这样大的愿。那个大的愿呢，赞叹的一切众生，虽然是用如来名号，其实就是一切众生，不是吗？
对，
赞叹一切众生，称赞一切众生，而且礼敬一切众生。所以这个是我目前做不到，可是我们就一定要去学习。
Now this vows was made when Samantha during the course of ground of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. He prays and worships and respects all Buddhas. And now we should also learn from the Bodhisattva. We also should pray, respect and worship all Buddhas.
我觉得那种感觉很难用语言去描述，可是你看到活菩萨那个愿的时候，你会觉得哎呀，那是一个什么样的世界，这是一个重重无尽的华严世界的时候，你才知道说我们现在的视野，我们的眼光，我们的心脏实在太小，实在太小了，所以才会这还没在这个开眼的红尘中在轮回。
So when I read this, I really am very touched by howGreat and wonders of this practice involves the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, because compared to this vow that he had made, we also, sentient beings, human beings, we use our limited sight and views to see all these, what we can see. We need to broaden that and learn from the Bodhisattva.
所以我觉得像这个呢愿，其实我们可以常常去读它，去读它，读它，引起一些自己的那个如来自信，应该这样说。
So what we need to do is we should recite often of these practices and vows of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. By doing so, maybe will help us to broaden our own practice and vows.
引起我们的如来自信。
So it will arise the Buddha nature within us.
好，接着我们看第三个愿，叫广修供养赞。那今天的时间可能没办法把三个偈颂完全讲完，但是我们希望把第一个偈颂讲完。哦，以胜花曼提图香，即以伎乐胜闪干，一切言伎皆殊胜，我悉供养诸如来。
Now we continue the third one, to cultivate the giving of offerings.We probably won't finish this one, but I'd like to talk about the first verse of this stanza.
这个其实我们简单讲吧，意思是说，以圣妙的花蔓啊，还有各种的香啊，还有伎乐啊，还有伞盖啊，一切原庄园的物品的这么殊胜的庄园，我都拿来供养诸佛。
This is making offering. What are we using to make offerings? Flower, garlands.Supreme and wonderful, and we use the all kinds of very auspicious items to give offerings to the Buddha.
好，那这边我们看到什么东西叫圣花蔓？圣花蔓，圣花蔓就是圣妙的花蔓。花蔓是什么？就是一串一串的花，一串一串的花。像我们在看到佛菩萨的庄严的时候，不是有一串一串吗？ 挂在脖子上啊，在头上啊，在胸前啊，就好像我们常看到那个璎珞一样，就是非常殊胜的花。那在一般我们红尘中，什么花最殊胜？我们一般都说莲花嘛，莲花，因为莲花呢，它很清净啊，味道很高雅啊，除污泥而不染，对。
Here we talk about flower garland. It's what kind of flower we use. We perceive that as most supreme and wonderful. In Buddhism, we consider lotus flowers most supreme and wonderful. So the flower garland, we use the lotus flowers to garland to offer to the Buddha.
但是什么样的花是最好的？怎么样的花是最殊胜的花？心的花，心中的花，对，用我们这个清净的心，成串成串清净的心来供佛，这是最殊胜的。
Compared to the lotus flower, what is more, wonderful or more, pure than that? It is our pure mind.The flower in our pure mind is the purest of flower to offer Buddha.
好，下面谈到涂香哈，涂香这个香就是除了香木的油啊、香草的水啊等等等等，这些殊胜的这些香，我也拿这个香来供养诸佛。那最好的香是什么？就是心香，心的香哈，就是戒定慧。我们讲说五分功德香，戒香、定香、慧香、解脱香。解脱自在香，用这个五分功德香来供佛。
Now the next item to use to give an offering is the incense, right? There are five kind of they call five Dharma, Kayas, Virtuous, Mary's incense.That's a direct translation for that. And what are the five is precept, samadhi, wisdom, liberation, and liberation and freedom.
对，这很难翻，我知道它很难翻。对，就是这个用这个馨香来供是最殊胜的。好，这香呢是以祭月还有圣盏盖一起来供。什么叫祭月？就是好的音乐器啊，歌舞啊，比如说阿弥陀经典讲说，他说是诸众鸟呢，昼夜六时出和雅音，其音演唱五根五力七菩提分八圣道分，如是等法，其度众生闻是已，皆悉念佛念法念僧，好不好？有。
The next one we use is the music, and the parasol and canopy.As an offering to the Buddha. Now, in the Amitabha Buddha Sutra, it mentioned what kind of instrument to offer the Buddha. Here it says, in this land, there are birds of all sorts of wondrous variegated colors. White, cranes, peacocks, orioles, myrna, birds,Cuckoos, all these birds bring forth harmonious songs day and night. Their songs communicate such Buddhist teachings as the five roots, the five powers, the seven factors of enlightenment, the Eightfold Path, as well as other teachings. When the sentient beings in this land hear the voices of the birds, they are mindful of the Buddhas, mindful of the Dharma, and mindful of the Sangha.
这个就是可以知道说，在阿弥陀佛的极乐世界里面就是这样子，用最好的东西来赞叹。那下面讲说，什么东西叫伞盖？哦，像我们这个 statue 上没有，可是一般你看到画像的时候，上面有一个有伞，哇，或是盖，有吗？看过吗？伞盖，这个伞盖不是拿来遮雨的哦，它是拿来庄严的，它是用来庄严的哦，不是拿来遮雨的。
So, the passage I just read.You can see that is how in the Pure Land world and how all the different kinds of sounds are used to praise the Dharma.
Now, here it talks about parasols. We don't have here, but in some of the Buddhist paintings, you will see parasols above the Buddha's head.
下面呢，一切缘具皆殊胜。好，这个缘具就是一些供具，比如说大家看过，在佛像旁边有那种立起来的，有幡，也有柱状的床，懂吗？嗯。另外，像我们现在，比如说现在供饭，哦，这些碗啊，供水啊，供香啊，那就用什么？用可能就是比如金银琉璃啊、砗磲玛瑙啊，这些东西，通通都是供具。
Also.Other than music, there are other tools or instruments or to be used to make offerings, such as hanging banners, hanging pillar. Also has these like bowls to hold food and made of gold, silver, lapis lazuli, also crystal.Mother of pearl and red agate. So all these precious materials used to offer, make offerings to the Buddha.
So 我们回来看，他说用散花瓣啊、香啊、祭月啊、伞盖啊、盐具啊，他说我悉供养诸如来，一切都拿来供养。那刚刚前面我们讲说花瓣、竹香啊这些等等，我们说是新香啊、新花呀、啊。就拿来供养，最好的供养是新的供养。
All those things that we had listed before are the things we use to make offerings to the Buddha. But among them, what is the best thing to use to make offerings is our mind.
Okay, 我想在五分钟我们可以讲一个故事，好，讲一个，他们都在笑，因为宝珍爱讲故事。
Now we have about 5 minutes. I will use this 5 minutes to say a story.
Okay, 我讲的故事是贫女供灯的故事。我想你们也听过哈。Okay, 世尊在说法的时候呢，很多众生很多菩萨都会点灯去供，就像大家现在在佛前供灯一样。
So this story is about this poor lady offering the lantern to the Buddha. And during that Buddha times.People would offer lantern, light a lantern to offer the Buddha.
在那个时候呢，有一个乞丐女人，她叫做难陀。难陀呢，她非常羡慕人家都有办法去供一盏灯，尤其当佛在说法的时候，有办法供一盏灯在佛前。
During Buddha's time, this poor female disciple, her name is 难陀. Was really envious to other people because they were able to offer the lantern, but this poor female disciple was so poor, she couldn't afford to make any kind of lamp to the Buddha.
他就忏悔说，一定是往昔我做了非常多的不好的业，所以我今生的果报竟然是一个乞丐女人。
So she then.She then repent. She said, I must have done many, many bad deeds. Therefore, today, right now, I am a beggar. Couldn't really make any offerings to the Buddha.
So she just 发愿说，我一定要在今生有办法供一盏灯在佛前。所以她就每天都非常认真的去乞讨。就终于有一天呢，当她乞讨到真的有一文钱，像我们叫 penny 嘛，一个一小小的一文钱。就拿这个钱啊，去油行去买油，就跟油行老板说我要买油。老板看到这么一小的钱，他说你要买油做什么？他说佛在说法，我希望有办法供一盏灯在佛前。
So she then made a vow, saying, I'm gonna try my hardest to get enough money so I can buy the lamp, enough oil to light it up and make that as my offering to the Buddha. So she really.Begged very diligently, and then she was begging day and after day. So he at point reached the point he has about one penny. She finally got one penny. So she went to this the place to buy oil. So
so she could make an oil lamp to offer to the Buddha. So the owner of the store asked her, "Why? What did you find this oil for?" She responded by saying that I wanted to offer to the Buddha.
Okay, 好，所以这个烂牛女人就把那盏灯就很恭敬的在佛前供佛的时候，同时发了一个愿。她说：“我希望供这盏佛的功德呢，让我来生呢有智慧，让一切众生都能够远离黑暗跟烦恼。”
So she got this lamp and she light it up and she offered to the Buddha. When she offered, after she offered, she made a vow. She said, "I made a vow that through the merit and virtues of this offering, I sincerely pray that when I come again in my next life, I will be someone with wisdom. At the same time, I sincerely wish that all the sentient beings will be not living in the darkness, will have wisdom, will be away from the ignorance and vexation."
他就发了一个这样的愿，一整小时他发了这样的愿。结果那天听闻师尊说好之后，隔天早上清晨的时候呢，大概所有的灯都熄了，只剩一盏小小的灯。这个时候呢，这个师尊的弟子叫目前莲，目前莲就看到哇，只剩一盏灯还是亮着的，就想啊，太阳都出来了，他就去吹，去扇那盏灯，怎么扇怎么吹都吹不熄这个灯的火。这时候世尊就来了，世尊问他说，你在做什么？
So the next morning, all the lamps that offered to the Buddha gone. Only this lamp that offered by this by Nanto Nanto still lit it. So Maganana tried to blow it off, but no matter how hard he blew, he couldn't blow it off. So then the Buddha came and saw that and asked Maganana, "What were you trying to do?"
他说我要想，我因为白天已经太阳出来了嘛，我要把这个灯洗掉。可是世尊跟他讲，他说我怎么样扇都扇不醒。世尊说你可要知道，这一盏灯哈，是这个人是发了一个大愿的愿心啊，他要发一个愿是利益一切众生这样的一个愿的愿心，供了这盏灯啊。这个灯呢，纵使你用四大海的水，这个四大海是指须弥山周围这个四大海的水来灌注它，用什么样的什么都扇不醒它。
So Maganana told the Buddha that, "Oh, it's the daytime. I just wanted to blow off all the lamps, and I want to blow off this one as well." Buddha told Maganana, "Now this lamp was offered by someone made a great vow that will benefit all sentient beings. Therefore, it's not going to be blown off." Even if you use the water of the four great oceans in the Shimi Mountains, surrounded by Shimi Mountain, will not be able to put it off.
就这个时候，那个烂头女人正好就来礼拜佛，佛当下给她受记，未来会成佛，她的名字就是灯光佛，这就是灯光佛因地的时候。他发了一个这样的愿，用一个心来供养一切众生的同时。
At that point, Nanto Bodhisattva came to in front of the Buddha and pay respect to the Buddha. And the Buddha then made prediction and said that she will in the future become a Buddha. And the name of the Buddha is called Lantern Light Buddha.
所以我们回到我们刚刚这个计算，所有一切供养最大的供养就是心的供养，心的供养。
So going back to what we just said, all the offerings, the best offering is offered through the heart, through your mind. So we finish today's talk. We finish the first verse of the third stanza. So the key point is the best offering to the Buddha is the mind.
好，接着我们大家来念回向偈哈。
Now we recite verse on Mary Transfer.
愿以
此功德庄严佛净土，创报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，即使一报身，同生极乐国。
我们在念诵，就是开经偈、回向偈。都要慢，速度要慢，而且要诚心的用心去念它，不要快，用心念它。哦，好，我们现在念英文的。
When we recite, we need to recite with sincere mind. Don't speed it up. Recite slowly with sincerity.
May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Outwardly, we recite the four layers of gratitude.Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛。
Thank you, everybody.